This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Money beliefs versus money realities with our good friend Kyle O'Dell is our segment today. If you've got any questions about financial planning, we'll open up the phone lines, 303-477-5600. Of course, we can't give specific financial advice over the phone. You'd have to meet with Kyle in person, but he does offer free consultation. But maybe you've just got some questions about how to get started in this whole realm of financial planning. I tell you, we were talking this weekend with some friends and just talking about, I was in Dallas, Kyle. Well, first of all, let me welcome you to your show.
Thank you very much, Scott.
I was in Dallas with friends last week, and, you know, all of us now, man, almost hitting that 60 mark, and we're like, wow, we cannot believe how fast the years have gone. And, you know, a couple of people there had done pretty good. They, you know, were brought up in a way about saving money, all the different things. But the biggest majority, and all of us almost getting to that 60 mark, a lot of us have gotten really a late start on this whole financial planning deal, and I think, you know, you say you find that quite a bit.
You know, so many families, I had a family this morning come in the office, you know, their concern was that, Kyle, we feel like we have a late start on everything, and that happens to a lot of families, and that's fine, you know, because life happens, we have kids, we have a lot of things, you know, in our lives that we can't control sometimes with job changes or the economy and things, so, you know, no matter when you start, the key is to start. And, you know, Warren Buffett, I'm a big fan of his and his approach with money. You know, there are a couple rules that he lives by that we've kind of worked to adopt as a firm. One is understanding, you know, just the power of compound interest. Einstein referred to it as the eighth wonder of the world. And when you can get that money, even if it's a small amount, $100 a month or $50 a month or whatever it may be, just start getting that money working for you. You've worked hard for it. Let's just start putting something away. Mm-hmm. Let's create something, right? Some type of investment. Get that working for you. Get the ball started. The hardest thing is to start. It's like going to the gym. The heart, right. You know, we all want to work out. You know,
I drove by the gym this morning. Yeah,
exactly. I've been telling my wife the last two weekends. I'm like, I'm so tired of eating poorly. I really need to get in the gym. But the hardest thing to do is to get in there consistently. You know, and same thing with investing. You just have to start, no matter what that is. Set an appointment with someone or, you know, purchase a stock on your own. Find something that you enjoy, that you're going to watch, you know, that you understand, and just get the ball started. That's the biggest thing. You just have to start, and it'll snowball. It quickly picks up. I showed a family last week that came in. They thought that they really felt that they were behind, and they maybe are a little bit, but I showed them if they just keep doing what they're doing, what they're going to have down the road at retirement, and they were really surprised. They said, boy, that makes us feel so much better just seeing what we're projecting here with just a really fair rate of return, nothing high. I never like to over-promise things. Right. So, you know, they felt really good when they left the office about how much they should have down the road. They were really surprised by that. That power of compound interest is incredible mm-hmm. when you get it working for you.
Real quick, and I don't know if that's the friends that I sent to you or not that you were just mentioning, but I did send some friends to you. And, you know, they came to me and they said, Scott, you know, we've been with someone for about, I believe it's 4 or 5 years now, and just have not seen the growth. Now, again, I wasn't there for that initial meeting. I don't know if someone did overpromise, underdeliver or not. But, and I know you're not here to cut down other financial advisors, but in 4 years, this is kind of the first time that he finally kind of questioned it, mm-hmm. you know, after seeing it. And so I don't know what's a fair time to give, you know, someone like yourself, you know, to say, hey, you know, where are we at with this? But I kind of think it's bad for bad communication on that person's part they were working with, too. Mm-hmm. When they're not seeing something, you know, hey, let's relook at this and maybe go some different ways. But what are some guidelines, I guess, what I'm trying to say is, what are some guidelines that we should look for, you know, if we're in something and maybe, you know, people with other planners out there and they're not seeing the growth that they want? I mean, when should you start looking at something to come in and maybe get a second opinion?
Right. The first thing I would do there is go back to that advisor and say, look, you know, we put this together, in this case, 4 years ago, and you had made these projections on where we hypothetically could be. Mm-hmm. And we don't really see that we've had any growth. Now, no matter how good of investments are out there, you know, there are times where we're not going to get any growth.
Right.
You know, the market's going to have some stagnant periods or just some volatile periods where it's just going up and down, and we're not going to have a lot of growth. That happens at times. So you want to give that advisor a fair shake. You want to give them some time.
Right.
You know, a couple years I think is fair. You know, we're looking at it 6 months in. I think that's probably a little short-sighted.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to give that some time. And I think at least doing an annual review, and that's one of the things we do with all of our clients, is let's get together at least annually, take a look at everything. Do we need to make any adjustments? Has anything in your life changed? And just do a quick look on everything. But, you know, when we're 4 years in and we really haven't seen any growth, and we can look back and see that the market has had some pretty good growth, but if your account hasn't, then that's where I think you have to question things and reevaluate and see, okay, do we need to make some adjustments here? Do I need to, you know, maybe go meet with a couple other advisors and see what they have to say, and see if there's an evaluation there. And that's one of the things that we do for all of our potential clients that come in our office. That, you know, if you want to get a second look on your portfolio, give us a call. We'll set that up for you. And we do a third-party analysis through Morningstar.
Okay.
Morningstar is a third-party company out there that provides data, research, analysis for our industry. We'll run a Morningstar report on your portfolio and show you what you've done and see how you've done keeping up with whatever benchmark you should be keeping up with, hopefully, whether it's the S&P or some type of bond index or whatever that may be. We're going to take a look at that, and that way you can evaluate and see where you're at and see, okay, is my portfolio behaving the way it should? Or is it underperforming? Is there too much risk in here? If so, where is the risk at? Those are things that the Morningstar report will point out. It will show you that maybe you have too much in a bond portfolio right now, or maybe you have too much in international funds right now. Whatever that may be, it will point those things out. So that way you can reevaluate, and we'll run that for free for you. We'll sit down, put it all together, and then we'll do a side-by-side, apples to apples. Here's what we would recommend, and here's how we've performed in the past. And we can compare those two side-by-side, see how they look. And if you're in a great spot as a fiduciary, I have to tell you, hey, you're in a good spot. You should stay where you're at. But if I can improve upon your situation, let's take a look.
Yeah. Well, I know these folks were very, very happy with the service that you gave them, and, not to get into client stuff, but I think they signed up with you, so to speak, and good to go. So
that's a rumor.
Yeah. Okay. So that's great. Again, Kyle Odell is with us. Odell, Winkfield, Roseman & Chip is the firm. Their number, 303-780-7350. Now, look, you know, I just got thinking about this analogy. And in this case, this friend of mine, it had been 4 years. You probably wouldn't stay sick 4 years without going to a different doctor.
That's a great idea.
Why not just get a second opinion? You may be sick.
Okay. Maybe could be permanent.
Could be something where, hey, what about this? You know? And so just give Kyle a chance, and I promise you, and in my opinion, he will take great care of you. Check out their website at owrsfirm.com. 401k. Do most people, biggest percentage of people that you deal with, have had some kind of 401k in their life or still involved in 401ks?
That's where the majority of, you know, a lot of families, that's where their money is at. And that's great. They're great savings tools, especially if you're receiving an employer match. It's great to be able to contribute, you know, $5,000 per year and get a $5,000 match on that. That can be a great place to help you to build up money. And, you know, a couple things I really like about it, it's a kind of a forced savings program where it comes right out of your paycheck. You don't see it. And it's right off the top. And so, you know, if it's out of sight, out of mind, you know, we don't really know. It doesn't bother us in terms of our spending habits a lot of times, because we only spend what hits that checking account. So if we can have that forced savings right off the top, I think that's a great way for a lot of families to save money. But yes, the majority of families out there, it is where their largest assets are at, other than their home, is that 401k. Okay. And, we use a program called a 401k optimizer to help to enhance that 401k, hopefully. That's the plan with it. No guarantees, but it is, you know, our experience has been with the track record of the program that it an easy analogy on it, without any guarantees, of course. You know, we have a lot of disclaimers. You can go to 401k Howard Capital, which is the company that manages the 401k and provides the program, but go on there and read their disclaimers and everything. But it has an opportunity to put your 401k on steroids a little bit to enhance it. It has an opportunity to do that. And so it'll tell you, you know, I ask families all the time, you know, your 401k at work, how did you decide which investments to choose?
And I was just about to write down that question.
Right.
How do they find out? Do most people know what their 401k is involved in?
No, they have no idea. And so, you know, they go sign up for the 401k and it has 30 different investment options in it. And they basically throw a dart at a dartboard. They guess. They don't know, I mean, you know, because the employer can't help you. Legally, they can't do that. And then the company that provides it, you know, they can't give you a lot of direction. So you're a lot of times just on your own to pick and choose, or you'll do a profile on there and it'll tell you which ones you should be in. But what this 401k optimizer does, really three things. One, tells you which investments you should be in inside that 401k. So it'll tell you how to allocate your money around. Number two, and we won't spend too much time on this, but it tells you to every 90 days, every quarter, it's going to tell you to rebalance. So, you know, if let's say it tells you to put 25% of your money into four different mutual funds.
Okay.
Well, after a while, those mutual funds are going to get out of balance. One has done better than another one. So let's say one's gone up a couple percent, another one's maybe dropped a little bit. Well, what that program is going to do is tell you to sell some money from that one that's gone up and buy into that one that's gone down a little bit. Now, emotionally as people, we make emotional decisions, of course. That's tough to do sometimes. When you're thinking, well, this one's done well. Why would I want to move money out of it? And this other one hasn't done quite as well. Why would I want to put some money into it? Well, what we're doing with this program is taking the emotion out of it. We're going to allow the program to tell us what to do. So we're going to sell high, which is what we should be doing. We've all heard sell high and buy low.
Right.
Now we're actually doing it. We're going to sell high on the one that's gone up a little bit and go buy the one that's gone down a little bit and buy low. That's exactly what we should be doing. Now this program is telling us how to do that. So every quarter, it's going to tell you to rebalance your portfolio. And then third and most important with this program is that it's designed, again, no guarantees with this, but it's designed to help you to move your money out of the market and into a safer spot inside your 401k if the market gets really volatile or if it looks like there's going to be a big downturn ahead. It's designed to help out with that. So if we go back to 2008, the program, the way it works is in August of 2008, that's when the market really took its big drop. That's when it started. But in June of 2008, 2 months prior, you would have received an email from this program saying, move everything to a safer spot. Now, the families that come in my office and I ask them, hey, what happened in 2008? Most of them tell me they lost 30, 40% of their portfolio. And they're still gun shy about the mm-hmm. market today, almost 10 years later, right? So, you know, that was a devastating time period for a lot of families with their portfolios, especially the ones, you know, as they were getting really close to retirement. So it's an incredible program. You can actually, we today are going to give away some 401k optimizers. So if you have a 401k at work, you can call into our office and we will give you the access to this program and you can apply it to your 401k at work at no cost. It's an incredible program.
Do that right now.
Please.
Grab a pen, 303-780-7350, 303-780-7350. Just call there, mention you heard Kyle on Money Beliefs versus Money Realities here on Haystack Help Radio, and they will get you that 401k optimizer. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some stock, and Kyle's going to give us some good thoughts there, and we'll talk a little bit more about 401ks. If you have any questions, we'll take your calls, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
The feds have raised mortgage loan limits. This allows you to take out cash at lower rates and pay off that high interest rate debt, or do that home improvement that you keep putting off, which will increase your value even more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of you have taken out a mortgage or loans with mortgage insurance. With these new loan limits, you can refinance now and stop worrying about the second mortgage being increased as rates continue to go up. Or refinance your home up to 95% of its value and eliminate the mortgage insurance payment. Did you know that having a mortgage insurance payment is like raising your rate 1 to 1.5%? Put that $200, $300, $400 of MI in your pocket, not the bank's. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. With these new loan limits, you can now purchase more home at lower rates, all without mortgage insurance. AIM has been your locally owned and operated neighbor since 2001. Online paperless applications, close quickly, get the respect you deserve. 720-895-0500. Take AIM now and see the difference. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And because we know that your pet will have many different needs throughout its life, we offer complete pet care services every day, all at one location. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care, surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or toys, we are here for your pet 7 days a week. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, we know that you want the very best for your pet, which is why you can count on us to provide top-notch care in everything we do. We are certified with the highest rankings by the American Animal Hospital Association and hold a gold star rating with the Better Business Bureau. You and your pet can visit us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more about us by visiting our website at lonetreevet.com or just give us a call at 303-708-8050.
Thank you for calling Gigantic Insurance Corporation. How can I help you?
Yes, I was in a car accident. I need to make a claim. I was injured pretty badly, and my car's totaled. I didn't call a lawyer yet. I called you first.
Yes, you made the right decision. Lawyers just make things so much slower and more complicated.
Oh, good. That's what I thought. I just want to get this over with and move on. I mean, you are my insurance company. It's your job to help me. That's why I give you so much money every month, right?
Exactly. And we'd never use that money to pay our lawyers to make sure you get the least amount of money possible and then use the rest of your money to pay for a huge ad campaign with a cartoon spokesperson.
Yeah, that's what your cartoon spokesperson told me too. So, about my claim?
Don't let the insurance company take advantage of you. When you are in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Fleshloft first before you call the insurance company. Kevin knows how to navigate the maze the insurance companies create to minimize your claim. No matter what the animated spokesperson on the TV commercial says, insurance companies are not on your side, and quick settlements can cost you a lot of money. If you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Fleshloft at 303-808-8886 and make sure that you get the full value of your claim.
Len Lau Chevrolet is having its year-end clearance sale on all new 2017 Chevrolets. Other Chevy dealers are offering 20% off. We're going to top that. We're offering 30% off on new Chevrolets. Len Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lenlauchevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Money Beliefs versus Money Realities with Kyle O'Dell. Again, we're going to open up the phone lines here, 303-477-5600. And Kyle and I were talking about a little bit before the show today, and we're going to take a call or two if you would like. And well, Kyle, I'll let you explain this, how this works.
Yeah, so the 401k optimizer that we have, Scott, one of the things it will do is it has a stock analyzer in it. And it will tell you, so if you have this program and we give it out to all of our clients, you can plug in a stock and see whether or not the optimizer is telling you that it, whether or not it's a buy or a sell right now.
Okay.
So as an example, I plugged in here, and I'm not endorsing that you should purchase this stock. I'm just giving this as an example. So okay. Amazon. Amazon's been a fairly good stock here.
Yeah, not too many bad things.
It's been pretty doggone good for a while. And but as an example, you know, it over the last 4 years, it has the 401k optimizer on here. The trend on it is showing that there were five different times where if you own the stock that you should have sold it and got out because it was, you know, it was showing that it was maybe going into a decline, but it's also got five different buy signals, times where you should have purchased it. And right now, it is showing a buy on Amazon. Now, that could change at any moment, But it is showing the 401k trend optimizer on here is showing that back in February 13th, that it turned to a buy. And so if we do have anybody that wants to call in, we'll run a stock for you. We can tell you real quick what the optimizer's telling us. And I'll run a couple more here, and we can just play with a couple and see what they look like.
What is Amazon like a share right now?
A lot. It is, looks like it's, if I can get this right, as of last week, around 980.
Okay.
Around $980 a share. So it has gone up. It is a pricey stock.
Right.
Right. Absolutely. It has gone up a little bit, but we'll plug in a couple more here and, we'll try Apple and, see what that one looks like in here and see if it comes up as a buy or a sell right now and see what it's showing.
Let's go to the phones. We got Josh online. Josh, you're on Haystack Help Radio. Money Beliefs versus Money Realities with Kyle O'Dell. How are you?
Hey, good. Scott and Kyle, nice to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. You got a couple of stocks you want us to check out?
I have a question about your little stock analyzer there. I've got a couple of stocks I was wondering if you could take a look at for me.
Sure.
We can do that.
One of them's the Dow is ANFI.
A-M?
I wonder if you could tell me about how the A-N, as in not.
Okay. A-N-F-I.
Yeah. It should be a, A-N-F-I. It should be like a whole food commodities like rice stock. I was wondering how something like that would perform.
All right, we can take a look here. And by the way, we did plug in Apple, and it was showing that Apple is a buy right now. And again, we're not giving any stock recommendations. We're just telling you what the program, what the optimizer here tells us to do. But when we do look at the ANFI, so right now, actually, on November 28th, 2016. It was showing it as a sell. It gave it as a sell signal. Now, that stock looks like it's gone down this year, so it could be a time to buy based on it being down. But right now, the optimizer is showing it still as a sell. It has a sell signal on it at this point.
Okay, great. And then how about one more I got?
Sure.
CNAB.
I'm sorry, what was it?
CNAB.
CNAB.
Yeah.
CNAB. So, get this plugged in and take a look as long as the internet will work for us here. And, all right. So, this on the CNAB, pulling the data on it here. You know, it's had several buy and sell signals as of late on it. If we look in the last 6 months here, it's had a few. So I'll tell you the last couple it had. In February of this year, February 21st, it had a sell signal. Then it had a quick buy one in mid-March on the 13th. Since then, April 24th, it's had a sell signal. Looks like the stock has gone down since then for the most part, but here recently maybe had a little bit of an uptrend. It hasn't switched over to a buy signal, but I could see that maybe that might happen here because it looks like that stock is starting to bounce back up. So,
and what is that stock going for?
That stock right now looks like it's around $1 a share.
So are those some things, and again, money's important, but I mean, is that something maybe when it's around $1 to put something at?
Hey, it's a little bit less expensive than Amazon. So, you know, having $1 a share on it, you know, it's certainly a little bit easier on the wallet to buy a few shares there. Like I said, right now the trend indicator is showing a sell, but that stock has started to bounce back up. So that'd be one I would definitely keep an eye on and see if it turns to a buy signal here pretty soon.
Wow.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
John,
for calling in.
Well, that's a cool tool, right?
It is. Yeah. It is. And it's free.
And it's free. That makes it
just
cool.
Call my office.
Give them a call.
That's all you have to do.
303-780-7350. 303-780-7350. And again, if you want to check any more stocks, give us a call. We've got a few more minutes here with Kyle. We'll check them out right here on air with for you. And our number is 303-477-5600. Now, something that you always promote, and everybody hates to lose money. I mean, like you mentioned, 08, hard to recoup from that, sometimes impossible.
It's very tough.
But safeguarding, kind of that defensive approach and all that. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, how it works to safeguard our 401k from a large market downturn. And I guess a tool like this, is that?
To keep this very simple, no one, Warren Buffett, it doesn't matter who, no one is good enough to figure out what the market's going to do on a day-in, day-out basis and to try and time the market. No one can time the market. We aren't good enough to do, to really accomplish that. If anyone figures out how to do that, they're going to make Warren Buffett look poor.
Right.
Right. So no one's good enough to do that. What this type of program is designed to do is to simply safeguard your assets from a large market downturn. When we really start seeing momentum and volatility change in the market, rather than make an emotional decision, let this program tell you, okay, it's okay to move out of the market. It's going to tell you to do that. So as an example, if we go back to 08, when the market dropped off in August, this program on June 27th would have sent you an email saying, okay, something's not right in the market. It's time to move to a more safe position inside that 401k. Every 401k has a money market account, an income fund, something fairly safe in there. Mm-hmm. And it would have sent you an email telling you to move to that specific account. And then it did a great job buying in basically back at the bottom on January 2nd of 2009. You would have received another email. So you would have been out of the market for almost 6 months.
Right.
Right. But then on January 2nd, it would have sent you an email saying, okay, move back into the market and reallocate your money into that 401k how you had it before, whether it's, let's say, 25% into four different funds. It would have told you to do that. And it would have helped to safeguard your assets from almost, a very large portion of that drop in 2008. And the biggest problem is that in 08, when the market dropped 37%, if, let's say, hypothetically, you made 37% the next year, that did not get you back to where you were. You needed 65% to get back to where you were. So those drops, they're very, very difficult to dig out of, to get out of that hole. And that's really what we're working to accomplish is no one's good enough to see when the market's going to take the little ups and downs.
Sure.
Let's just see if we, can avoid those big drops. And that's what this type of program with Howard Capital is designed to hopefully help you do, to safeguard that money.
Right. So when you put your forecasting glasses on now, just getting us through the end of the year, it's probably going to healthy here.
The money managers, we use several different institutional money managers, and one of them being Navalier, and we rely on Navalier quite a bit for their market forecasts and what they're saying and so forth. They said that the month of June here, outside of any political things that can pop up that are unforeseen, that we should see a good positive month here in the month of June. They're hoping for the same in July. We'll see after that, but they are optimistic about the market being up for the year to continue on that trend a little bit. We'll see what 2008 holds, but they're optimistic about this year, though,
right,
from here
correct.
On out.
Well, Kyle, always great information. Thanks.
It's always great
much.
To be here, Scott.
We will look forward to our next visit. If you're just joining us and just literally turned on the radio, call 303-780-7350. Kyle is giving away, absolutely free, no strings attached, the 401k Optimizer. And we were just looking through some different stocks here, and Kyle has given us, if it's a buy or sell stock and want some trends on it, absolutely free. But you got to call 303-780-7350. Just mention you heard Kyle here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll take care of you and get you that 401k Optimizer. You can check out his website at owrsfirm.com. And like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, maybe you've been with a certain advisor for a number of years now, but you're just not seeing that growth. And, hey, your buddies, your friends, all that, but you know what? That friendship isn't going to pay you money and help your retirement. Maybe you need a second opinion, a second set of eyes on it, just to make sure You're in the right things. Let Kyle do that for you. It's absolutely free of charge. 303-780-7350. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Wadley. We appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. On our homepage is a help box, and if you have any questions or problems, you can send us an email through there. And our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Well, it's always fun to get the good doctor on, Dr. Shane Steadman from Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Steadman, how are you, sir?
It is a beautiful day, and I'm doing great.
Man, I think you need to just start some therapy for Bronco fans. Dude, we're terrible. I wish. Hey, do you mind taking your show today, and let's just talk about how bad the Broncos are? Man, they are terrible.
It's hard. It's super hard because I'm a fan. It's just hard.
Oh, me too. Man, it's just sickening. You look forward to that game, and all of a sudden they just play pathetically. Uninspired football and bad football. Wow. Well, let's talk about something that affects a lot of people. And this has been our topic here for the month of November, a little bit on the thyroid. And, you know, in doing this, several people in the office and other people that have heard and that I've saw over the weekend said, hey, ask this about this. So I want to talk about the thyroid just a little bit. A person asked me this, and I never really thought about this. They said, is there any kind of self-check that a person can do, you know, with thyroid, if they're maybe feeling some of the symptoms that we've talked about, and we can touch on those again about some of the things that are out there that a thyroid has caused. But any kind of self-check people can do at home to stay on top of this?
Good question. You know, you can, an easy one is to look in the mirror, and your thyroid is kind of located at the kind of the bottom part of your neck, close, about two finger widths above the clavicle or your collarbone. And a lot of times what I see with people that have thyroid enlargements is that you'll see it kind of looks puffy in that lower part of the neck. It kind of looks swollen. And sometimes I've noticed that some patients will come in and they'll wear scarves all the time because they don't like how it looks. So it looks kind of swollen or puffy down there. But it's different. Like the upper part of your neck is normal size, but the bottom part looks puffy. So that's one way. Another thing somebody could do is you can always maybe feel your thyroid and swallow. So whenever you swallow, your thyroid will move up and down. And this is what doctors do. So a lot of times we'll feel the kind of the base of the neck, you swallow and you feel for that up and down. And it should be maybe a few inches, you know, kind of wide, maybe about 3 inches or so. And if you feel a big kind of mass move up and down versus maybe a small 3-inch little butterfly gland at the base of your neck, if you don't feel that little butterfly gland move and you feel kind of a, maybe it feels like two butterflies or three butterflies moving up and down when you swallow, yeah, you might have an enlargement. And those are good things to kind of keep aware of. And I think women are much better at this than guys because they put on makeup, so they're always kind of looking, you know, in the mirror. So if you kind of see a change in the neck or it looks a little bit more swollen or puffy or wider, then those are things to get checked out for.
Okay.
And I think on top of that, you always look for the outside, they call it the lateral third or the outside third of your eyebrows. If they start to thin, that's indicative of a thyroid issue. If your hair starts to thin, that can be thyroid. And then if your skin kind of gets flaky and dry and your nails get brittle. So if all of a sudden you're like, man, my nails are splitting and they're brittle and I'm getting these weird lines on them and hey, the outside of my eyebrows are starting to get thin. I got to pencil them in, you know, with an eyeliner. And man, my neck is starting to look a little bit puffy down below. Then that's a good time to check in with your doc.
Wow. Okay. Good information. Charlie's got his mirror in there doing all those checks. another question that came up. How much of the thyroid thing is really a dangerous issue? One person asked me this over the weekend. They said, you know, are some of these things that we talk about things that if you continue to ignore, and I'm going to touch on why I say continue to ignore, but if you continue to ignore, they could cause you some life or death issues?
You know, so the kind of question, so if you don't address the hypothyroidism, can it cause serious problems down the road?
Yeah, right.
You know, that's an interesting question because you do a lot of times run across patients who have been dealing with, you know, the symptoms that we just talked about, you know, for years and years and years and years and years. And you don't ever really run into life or death situations more often than not. You start gaining weight, you know, you're getting bigger and bigger and bigger and you can't figure it out and you're going to the gym and you're trying all these diet fads and I mean, and just nothing happens. And that's kind of what people tend to see. It doesn't turn into, you know, thyroid cancer or any of those types of ordeals. If you have hypothyroidism, it's just your metabolism just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. I mean, the life or death could be, you know, that your digestion is not working and your gallbladder is now sluggish and you're gaining a lot of weight, which is going to change your physiology. Mm-hmm. So you can start seeing that ripple effect where you're just no longer healthy any longer. you know, and your health is just getting worse.
Right.
That would probably be the side effect.
But I bet you do hear this a lot where people have come in, you get them on a good path, and that time frame could be, you know, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, maybe 90 days, and all of a sudden they look back and think, why did I put up with this for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? I imagine a lot of people fit that.
Yeah, we hear a lot of that, and we always hear, you know, too bad I didn't find you 5 years ago. You know, my life could be different. You know, but a lot of the times, if you can, you know, we always talk about that on the show. And if you can identify that cause of it, yeah, those changes could be pretty fast. You know, and it didn't, people didn't get to this point, you know, within months.
Sure.
You know, sometimes it took years, you know. So as you're working with people, you know, it's not unreasonable to see, you know, changes over the course of like 3 to 6 months. You know, those are really, really common timelines. And so you're always looking for that cause. And man, as soon as we can find that cause, it's usually the fastest that we'll start seeing changes.
Right. Dr. Shane Steadman is our guest. Again, if you're just joining us, integratedhealthdenver.com is his website. Integrated Health Systems is the company. Dr. Steadman is kind enough to offer free consultation for Haystack Help listeners, and that number is 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. When we talk about cures, that's a tough word because some of this stuff maybe the better word is managed. But with a lot of the things you deal with thyroid, is there something where, you know, you see someone for several years and then all of a sudden, hey, you don't have to do any of the things we've been talking about anymore? Or once pretty much you've delved into these thyroid issues, it is something that you manage then for the rest of your life?
I think to be honest, there's more closer to a management side, because it's really difficult to cure things. And I agree, I think that's such a strong word.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people look for that. But if, let's say that if stress was the cause of the hypothyroidism, you know, you can't live life and just be stressed out and then expect it to not do anything to your health. And so I think it, kind of going back to that cause piece. Now, there are certain things that we've ran into. Let's say somebody is on, they're on a hormone replacement therapy. So we'll just make up a scenario. So if you're on a hormone replacement therapy and the high estrogen is actually what was creating the thyroid dysfunction, you know, and then you get off the hormone replacement therapy and your body's doing much better, I mean, that could be something that, yeah, you probably wouldn't have to worry about it again because it was something outside of yourself that was inducing it. Or sometimes people can have an iodine deficiency that creates thyroid dysfunction. So if you put iodine back into their system, you know, maybe the thyroid works well again as long as you maintained, you know, proper iodine, for example. You know, but if you have a stress-related hypothyroid or inflammatory or a food issue, you know, those are things that you're probably going to have to manage because you can't just go back and say, hey, I want a pizza, hamburger, beer, and bratwurst with some, you know, some cheese fries on the side.
Right.
And then think that your thyroid is going to be like, hey, I'll just keep doing my job. You abuse yourself and I'll do my job the way I'm supposed to. It definitely doesn't work that way.
Right. Would you say then, and we've talked about this for our diet, and, you know, what we put in our mouth is something that controls so many of our health issues. Is that usually the beginning of thyroid issues, or sometimes is the thyroid hereditary in any way with just different things? No matter, maybe you do eat good and you still get thyroid issues. Or is it mainly kicked off with our poor diet?
You know, there can be some hereditary pieces. I think that percentage is on the low end.
Mm-hmm.
We see more of in here, if you kind of look back to a patient's health and you do a really big health history, you'll find that usually it's something that kind of tripped it off. And, you know, pregnancies can trip it off. Now, maybe you have a genetic, they call it a predisposition for Hashimoto's, which is the autoimmune version of thyroid. And you can see that predisposition sitting there, and that could be a genetic issue. Now, can you turn it on or turn it off? Well, if you go through like a stressful event or pregnancies or you get, you know, an illness, you know, there's definitely a lot of research that shows that can, you know, turn that on. And so now you had something that was kind of a genetic predisposition and you manifested it. So there is some things that are genetic and there's some things that we trip And then there's most of it, kind of what I see, is usually due to inflammation and stress. There's a big part of your thyroid physiology where you convert what's called T4, that's a thyroid hormone, you convert it into T3. And one of the things that can slow down that conversion and hinder it is stress and inflammation. And your diet can create a lot of inflammation, and the foods you eat can create a lot of inflammation. So you're definitely correct that a lot of what we eat and what we do plays a big role into our thyroid function.
Absolutely. Dr. Shane Steadman's our guest. Once again, integratedhealthdenver.com. And, you know, Dr. Steadman is a chiropractor. We want to make that very, very clear. But also, and I'll tell you what, I don't want to say it wrong, so I'm going to let you say it, the neurology part of the chiropractic field. Because, again, to be very transparent, over the years, you know, there's been some people delve into some things and call themselves certain things. It kind of caused some issues in the chiropractic world several years ago. But let's just go ahead and take a couple of minutes, Dr. Steadman, and let's talk about, you know, why you, you know, what you go through to learn what you do and your actual titles and all with your chiropractic.
Yeah, so, you know, most people don't know that chiropractors have extra schooling, just like any your other three main doctors, like osteopaths and MDs. And so, you know, after chiropractic school, I got my diplomate or my neurology degree. And so my title is officially a chiropractic neurologist. I also got another board degree in nutrition. So I have two boards, or we call it like a double board. So I'm a chiropractic neurologist and a chiropractic nutritionist. And then probably my big study over the past, you know, 5-6 years now has been in the world of functional medicine. So I study a lot in functional medicine. I actually lecture in functional medicine. So I teach other doctors, and I mean, ironically, actually a lot of medical doctors and osteopaths and those kind of people are actually in the seminars. So you're starting to see even traditional medicine is having this switch to functional medicine and understanding these ideas of, you know, what are the causes of thyroid dysfunction? You know, what else can you do besides medications? So you're seeing kind of this movement, which is awesome, into this functional medicine,
right,
understanding the cause of what's going on with people's health issues. So I started that a long time ago, and that's my degrees and passion in trying to help people.
Well, you've done a great job, including myself and my wife, and we appreciate that very much. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other tests that Dr. Steadman has to offer. I recently did one on, and we talked about men having hormones, and we talked about that, and I went and did one of those tests. But talk about some of the things that he can do in his office to help you. And again, it is a free consultation. All you have to do is call 303-781-5617.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Need a new pickup? Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is having its Silverado year-end clearance sale, with Silverado starting at just $26,900. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet always has the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley. Dr. Shane Stedman is our guest. IntegratedHealthDenver.com. His number for a free consultation, 303-781-5617. Dr. Stedman, we've talked about thyroid and some of the issues, and we've talked about, you know, the hormone imbalance, Hashimoto's, Graves' disease, thyroid cancer, all that. So let's talk about some of the things that you do in your office once you... And I assume it would probably start with some blood work, so you can talk about that. But then some of the other panels or tests that you have found to be very effective for you and your patients.
So we always start off with blood work, and that's just probably one of my favorite things to look at. And the blood work that we run is really comprehensive. The goal of blood work is it should tell you a story. And I think, you know, if anybody's ever going to your doc, it's blood work should tell you what's going on inside your body. And I think sometimes, you know, there's too much wrapped up in, you know, this is high and this is low. But when you kind of analyze the labs, it can tell you what's going on. And so we run a comprehensive lab, so we can look at things like kidney markers and liver markers, your immune system, homocysteine, CRP, blood sugar, electrolytes, kidney, gallbladder, liver. So, and then you can even see if there's some, you know, bad things going on, because, you know, sometimes you just happen to come across, you know, somebody that might have the beginning stages of some kind of disease.
Right.
You know, so we really look at that blood chemistry to say, okay, it's basically, you know, I like the analogy. It's kind of like when you take your car in and you say, hey, it's making this noise. I'm leaking some oil and there's some black smoke coming out of the tailpipe. You know, a doctor or a mechanic doesn't go, all right, well, we'll just give you a brand new tailpipe, and we'll put a Band-Aid over the, you know, the leak, and then we'll give you some oil for this week. You know, they always plug into a diagnostic machine.
Sure.
And then that diagnostic machine gives them the codes, and then the codes tell the mechanic what the cause is for the leak and the black smoke and the noise.
Great analogy.
And to me, I think blood work is kind of like our diagnostics tool. You know, if I could take a human and plug you in to a computer system and say, this is what's going on with you, I think blood chemistry is the closest to that. So I love it. And it drives me crazy that we'll spend more time to find the cause of our car than we will with our body.
No, you're right. You're right. Now, we talked about, again, the hormone imbalance, and while we say, you know, the thyroid issue affects a lot more women, it can affect men and does. And, you know, one of the panels I did was at the hormone panel for men. Talk about that just a moment.
Yes, we do a lot of hormones, because you find that hormones play a role, and most people kind of know this to some degree. You know, hormones really have a huge impact on the body. So we look at hormones. We look at them a little bit different. A lot of people are more familiar with you know, blood work for hormones, which is great. I mean, and every kind of test has their reasons for testing that. A lot of times we'll actually do saliva testing. Mm-hmm. And saliva testing is pretty cool, because you get to look at what's called free fractioned hormones, so what's available for the receptor sites. And so we'll do saliva. You can also test a bunch of hormones for a lesser cost, which is nice, because saliva is cheaper. And especially for guys, I always like the male panel, because it's kind of like a flow chart. And, you know, fortunately for me, I guess, guys are more simple that way, where you can just look at the flow chart and they'll tell you where it's off and where it's on and where it started at. But a lot of times we can look at the flow chart, we can get the numbers and pretty quick, you know, run, you know, 10 hormones and see what's going on. Why does somebody have too much of one and not enough of the other? And then we actually tie that back into the blood work, and then we can find out if somebody has a thyroid issue and they're under converting and then they have high estrogen levels. Well, the research shows that high estrogen can cause an under conversion of thyroid hormones. If you go, hey, those two things match up perfectly. So that's where we can actually utilize hormone testing with something like blood chemistry.
Right. And, you know, and I just want to, in wrapping up a couple minutes here, but this is something too that, and we talked about this last week, I believe, where, you know, if you see your kids taking on some of the symptoms that we've talked about, thyroid issues really have no age barrier, do they, young or old?
Nope, I've seen thyroid issues. I think the youngest I saw was a 6-month-old, so it can go that far down.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I say awesome, awesome, you can help because, you know, so many times, and I think one of the biggest things that people that I talk with are just fed up in the whole medical world is they just don't feel like they get much time with a doc to explain things. And one thing, of course, I know about you, Marie here, that's been to you, just could not get over of the length of time and what a, when we talk about a consultation with you, I mean, you take some great time asking a lot of questions to really figure out where we are. And that's where it all starts, and just getting to know your patient.
Absolutely. You know, just think of me like the diagnostic machine for your car. Just plug you in and I'll spit out a bunch of codes and tell you what's wrong.
Okay. My code starts out with Bluebell. Okay. All right. Oh, good. Well, Dr. Stebner, hey, thanks so much. And thanks for being, you know, giving us a free consultation for our listeners. We appreciate that. And listen, we're going into a time where we talk about diet and all the different things here. Busy, busy time. This is a great time to get in and see Dr. Stedman before all this hectic activity starts over the next few months, and get in, get to feeling better. And we talked about this earlier in the show, you know, quit putting up with being sick and tired and sick. Dr. Stedman can most likely help you. Check out his website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and again, his number is 303-781-5617. Dr. Stedman, thank you, sir. We will talk to you soon.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay, bud. Have a good day. And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Once again, check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Everyone have a great afternoon, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.